This is the reading for November 27th. Micah chapter 2. How terrible it will be for people who plan wickedness, who lie on their beds and make evil plans. When the morning light comes, they do what they planned because they have the power to do so. They want fields, so they take them. They want houses, so they take them away. They cheat people to get their houses. They rob them, even of their property. That is why the Lord says, "Look, I am planning trouble against such people, and you won't be able to save yourselves. You will no longer walk proudly, because it will be a terrible time. At that time, people will make fun of you and sing this sad song about you. We are completely ruined. The Lord has taken away my people's land. Yes, He has taken it away from me and divided our fields among our enemies. So you will have no one from the Lord's people to throw lots to divide the land." The prophets say, "Don't prophesy to us. Don't prophesy about these things. Nothing to make us feel bad will happen." But I must say this, people of Jacob. The Lord is becoming angry about what you have done. My words are welcome to the person who does what is right. But you are fighting against my people like an enemy. You take the coats from people who pass by. You rob them of their safety. You plan war. You force the women of my people from their nice houses. You've taken my glory from their children forever. Get up and leave. This is not your place of rest anymore. You have made this place unclean, and it is doomed to destruction. But you people want a false prophet who will tell you nothing but lies. You want one who promises to prophesy good things for you if you give him wine and beer. He's just the prophet for you. Yes, people of Jacob, I will bring all of you together. I will bring together all those left alive in Israel. I will put them together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. The place will be filled with many people. Someone will open the way and lead the people out. The people will break through the gate and leave the city where they were held captive. Their king will go out in front of them, and the Lord will lead them.
Chapter 4.
Since Christ has suffered physically, take the same attitude that he had. A person who has suffered physically no longer sins. That way, you won't be guided by sinful human desires as you live the rest of your lives on earth. Instead, you will be guided by what God wants you to do. You spent enough time in the past doing what unbelievers like to do. You were promiscuous, had sinful desires, got drunk, went to wild parties, and took part in the forbidden worship of false gods. Unbelievers insult you now because they are surprised that you no longer join them in the same excesses of wild living. They will give an account to the one who is ready to judge the living and the dead. After all, the good news was told to people like that, although they are now dead. It was told to them so that they could be judged like humans in their earthly lives and live like God in their spiritual lives. The end of everything is near. Therefore, practice self-control and keep your minds clear so that you can pray. Above all, love each other warmly because love covers many sins. Welcome each other as guests without complaining. Each of you, as a good manager, must use the gift that God has given you to serve others. Whoever speaks must speak God's words. Whoever serves must serve with the strength God supplies so that in every way God receives glory through Jesus Christ. Glory and power belong to Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. Dear friends, don't be surprised by the fiery troubles that are coming in order to test you. Don't feel as though something strange is happening to you, but be happy as you share Christ's sufferings. Then you will also be full of joy when he appears again in his glory. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God, is resting on you. If you suffer, you shouldn't suffer for being a murderer, thief, criminal, or troublemaker. If you suffer for being a Christian, don't feel ashamed, but praise God for being called that name. The time has come for the judgment to begin, and it will begin with God's family. If it starts with us, what will be the end for those who refuse to obey the good news of God? If it's hard for the person who has God's approval to be saved, what will happen to the godless sinner? Those who suffer because that is God's will for them must entrust themselves to the faithful Creator and continue to do what is good.